This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Police believe one person was responsible for shootings in Denver and Lakewood Monday evening that left five people dead and three wounded. Denver Police Chief Paul Pazin spoke to the media Monday night.
This is the holiday season. To have this type of spree take place is not normal for our community.
The suspected gunman was among those killed. A Lakewood police officer is among the wounded. Lakewood and Denver will investigate what happened. A semi-truck driver who was sentenced to more than 100 years for a fatal crash along I-70 could get that sentence reduced. A Jefferson County judge approved a review of the case Monday. Outside the courtroom in Golden, Brenda Chavez was one of around 100 supporters of the driver, Rogel Aguilera Medeiros. She wants to see a lighter sentence.
I got faith. I got faith of Colorado law. I got faith that we're going to do the right thing and that we all look in deeper in this situation.
The Jefferson County District Attorney has begun the process to try to reduce the sentence to less than 30 years. Four people died in the crash in 2019. Performances of The Lion King are canceled again for today and tomorrow. A COVID outbreak among the cast and crew has shut down the show at the Denver Center for the Performing Arts. Ticket holders will be refunded. A performance this Thursday is still on for now. Colorado's statewide snowpack has reached the median for the state over the last 30 years. That's after storms have dropped more than a foot of snow in parts of the central and southern mountains overnight. Snow is expected again today and tomorrow. Today's forecast has more snow for western Colorado. Metro Denver and Colorado Springs could get some snow on Friday. For today, it's a mostly sunny day along the Front Range with highs close to 40. This is CPR News and KRCC.